Through the written word and the spoken word, may we know your living word, Jesus Christ, our Saviour. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Please do be seated and relax. I don't know how many of you enjoy a good board game. I know some of you enjoy a good game of table tennis here in Tindrick. I know it is often quipped, it's not the winning but the taking part that is important. I'm sure that is a mantra for those who run the London Marathon. I know I certainly would be one of those. Gone are my days of competitive sport, which I did enjoy in my school days, particularly running, and I loved to win. So we have competitive sport and we have non-competitive games. And I have read that such games are activities where the focus is on participation, collaboration and enjoyment, rather than on winning or losing. And these games can foster teamwork, build confidence and reduce stress associated with competition. Sounds good. All these games, competitive or non-competitive, require focus, require some physical exercise maybe, some brain exercise, contact with other people, and some development of self-belief. Paul writes in his letter to us in the Hebrews, a long letter that we heard today, thank you. He writes to us about persevering in running the race that is set before us. Our ultimate goal being to receive what God has promised. We do not get to hear those particular words in this extract from Hebrews. That came at the end of the previous chapter. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 36, Paul writes, "You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised." And he follows on into chapter 11 with the analogy of the race. Like really our journey through life, our goal being the heavenly realm. I've often wondered at people's dedication and determination to complete in those long, distant marathons, to compete in them. I don't mean 26 miles, but 100 miles or even more, marathons which are lasting days, competitors sleeping on the roadside for 20 minutes, and then getting back up again and running on. I read about a woman who ran such a race when her newborn baby was only 3 months old. Obviously, she had someone to care for the baby. But what was astonishing, admirable, maybe crazy, she breastfed the baby during her short breaks. Somebody was looking after the baby, they kept up with her, and they brought the baby to her. The baby is now 4 years old, a great looking little boy there. Her great capacity for devotion to her baby and her life of marathon running. That's admirable. If not something I could ever have entertained. But it's obviously is possible. It's humanly possible. Christians race through life. Well, they are all different. Our goal is common, though. It is a non-competitive race. Or it should be. Some of us will be very focused. Some of us during this race will be distracted and maybe stop altogether at times. Quite often I speak to people who say as a child they attend a church along with their family or not, maybe going along with friends, that at school they would have had Bible teaching, they'd have sung hymns, etc. They will have received encouragement, maybe said their prayers before they go to bed. And then it dries up. They lose their way of the race. Some make a decision to come back again, to actively start up the race again, coming to church, reading the Bible. Maybe someone inspired them back again, or a life event brought them back. I know I decided to take up running again in my adult life, real running. I think it was after a milestone birthday and I got crazy and I bought some running shoes. And I did it for a while, but I gave up. I noticed the shoes a few days ago, actually, hanging in a bag by the door, which is quite strange. I still keep them by the door. I can't get myself to give them away. They're in really good condition. To be honest, it was just too hard to run. I tried to recapture my enthusiasm for running. My fitness, I just couldn't get it going again. You know, I didn't join a club. I didn't make a pact to run with somebody or to get a trainer, which would have been really scary to have done. This Christian race that we are on, this journey through life, it isn't easy. We all need to help each other. Encouragement is needed from others. And Jesus came to help us, to show us the way. That was part of his great mission. And let's be honest, Jesus' life was not plain sailing. And for many people, that is something that is really appealing about Jesus. Jesus loved and cared for people. Jesus was a good, generous human being. We believe the Son of God. A good, generous human being. But as Jesus pointed out today in our gospel reading, he came to bring fire to the earth. And he says he wishes it were already kindled, and says, do you think I've come to bring peace to the earth? No, I tell you, rather division. And we read about the unrest coming between families. This also reflects the division between members in society, a broader division. Division between nations. Jesus didn't come to bring peace. He didn't find it, let's be honest. He came to make us look up, he says, to look around. He uses the illustration of how we can look at the sky and predict our weather. But we do not look around us and predict the difficulties within our families, within our communities, our culture, our world. Just in our news the past few days, we have had VJ Day, remembering not solely that Imperial Japan surrendered 80 years ago, but the great horror of a nuclear bomb that was dropped. And we had the big meeting, of course, between two world leaders, President Trump and Putin, Zelensky and Ukraine waiting for the outcome of the talk. The world waiting. If we look up and read the news of famine around the world, we can see all of that happening due to war, due to conflicts, due to the heating of our world, due to our climate changing. But of course, there are good things happening too. Those who are always striving to bring aid in, those who make things, collect things, give to local charities, to world charities. We need to lift up our heads and see what is happening, to see how we can engage and help too. Jesus telling us we need to look around, to see what is happening, to help those in need by the wayside, to intervene if we see need, to take help if we need it. In another gospel, in John's gospel, before Jesus leaves the earth, he says to his disciples, to us, in John's Gospel, chapter 14, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. The feeling of peace Jesus brings isn't just one of tranquility, of relaxation, although that is needed. In fact, I attended the Deanery Quiet Day yesterday, and it was a good place to go. At Hillsden Church, it was very peaceful and relaxing, and we chatted. But you have to come away from that. That isn't our everyday life. It's good to take those times of reflection, of relaxation. We cannot always stay in that tranquility, in that peace. We need to help others on their path, in the race, on their journey. The peace Jesus speaks of is the peace in doing the right thing for the right reason. We cannot be like those who walk past the injured Samaritan, just focused on our journey. No, Jesus didn't just come to make our daily lives easier, but to ensure that we're all in good relationship with our Father God, to heal those hurts and to assure we will all receive the reward at the end of the race. We will all be winners. Each human being was created for this life and will be offered the reward at the end. Looking around, we may think, well, some just do not deserve it. But thankfully, that is not our judgment call. That is the peace Jesus leaves us. Peace that we are freed from, that call. We're only called to love our neighbours as we go through this life and to love the one true God. Paul reminds us of that, that we can endure the race with our focus on the goal, on God and all he wants to give us, and we do that in faith. I once read faith is like a muscle. If we do not use it, it withers and loses its strength and power. A bit like our running muscles. I think mine have gone. Faith in Jesus, who said he did not come to bring peace, well, maybe not as the world may interpret it, but the peace that drives us to love our neighbour, to live our lives abundantly, to focus on our goal of the heavenly kingdom and to bring everyone along on that journey, encouraging and helping all along the way to keep to the route and reach its reward that God has promised us all. Amen.